Android App Addicts, episode number 375. You're three quarters of the way to 400. Now,
More than three quarters.
Yeah, we're like 7/8.
We're three quarters plus an extra three quarters on top of that, because three quarters would just be 300.
Oh, I get what you're saying. Yeah. If we started at 300, we'd be three quarters away to 400.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm not good at math. I suck.
And unlike other podcasts, we did not start at 300.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't really know if there's podcasts that did, but that seems like a great idea if I was starting one up right now.
Well, yeah, there is.
Just to catch up.
Mark Cockrell. Mark Cockrell, I do believe, said one of his shows he purposely started at some number. I can't remember what it was.
That's pretty good. That's a good idea. This is the show where we talk about Android apps, and if you guys send us emails, we'll read them. So we do have one email we're going to read this show, and then Dor's got a lot of games in his tank that we didn't talk about on Monday, so we're just going to continue that. So let me read this email first. It's from Mark Sorrell. He says, "Hello, guys. I don't have to say it, but I will. Love the show. Love the content. Here are the two apps related to a small passion, but not only my passion. Both apps are made by the developer AndroSlide. Watchmaker Premium. This app allows you to make watch faces, edit existing faces, collect watch faces from sites like facerepo.com and other sites that provide watch faces for download. And Watchmaker Live Wallpaper. This app is made by the same developer, allows you to put the watch faces onto your phone as a live wallpaper."
Ah.
And he sent a screenshot of, here's where he says it. Okay. He sent a screenshot of his current development of the 400th show watch face, only to be released on episode 400. Wow, it looks pretty interesting. I like the texture around the edges of the circle. That's badass.
Yeah, I've been beta testing the 400 watch face on my LG G watch. I love it. Love it. It's got a great. I like a watch face that not only looks good when it's on, but when it's in. When it's in the, I don't know what they call it, like standby mode or whatever, where it still looks good. I prefer totally black and white, but this one's got got green hands when it's in the background. Ah. But it's got nice Android App Addicts. I'll just wait and let you guys see it for yourself.
I was gonna say teasing everybody.
But as far as these apps though, Watchmaker, I started out with Facer. When I first got the watch, and then Watchmaker came along, and Mark's been doing a lot of nice development on Watchmaker. I still go, if I feel I need something new, I still go to Face Repo. It's a great place. You can select what app you use to install the watch faces on your device from Watchmaker or Facer, basically the two biggies. But Watchmaker's got a lot of nice developers working on watch faces for that. And you can also, on Face Repo, select round or square, depending on what watch you own.
Hmm. Ah.
Gotcha. Well,
that's pretty cool. Mark definitely has a passion for and watch faces.
I'll say a lot of people do. And the Watchmaker Premium Watch Face right now, $299. It says it's limited time offer, 50% off, unlocks all features. And the Watchmaker Live Wallpaper right now, $199, 50% off on that one. So they're having a sale right now. I will say this company, this app environment ecosystem, it does seem to have a lot of people making faces right for their library. So they're definitely one of the better ones to get on. And if Mark says it's a good one, that's all the proof I need.
Yeah.
Even though they have
he's the authority.
Even though
he's the authority in our eyes.
No, but even though they have rounded corners on their icon, I'll let that slip.
I think I had the Watchmaker live the Watchmaker free version on my device for about 30 seconds before I paid for the full version. And then I'm gonna purchase the live wallpaper because I like live wallpapers and I like Watchmaker. Like Mark. Yeah. So maybe Mark's going to make a really cool hint, make a really cool live wallpaper too. That would be cool.
That is a hint. Cool, man. Thank you, Mark. Appreciate that email. That's all the emails we have. If you guys want to send us more, send them to AAA@podnuts.com. Or if you want to give us a voicemail, call 7076-PODNUT on a phone, 7076-PODNUT, and leave a voicemail and we'll play it. If it's good. If it sucks, nah, forget it.
Right, no. Right.
No, it's actually, we play almost anything, and we have in the past, so it won't suck. I was just kidding. All right, let's see what else Dor has left in his tank for games, and then, yeah.
I thought we banned that guy who sent us emails that sucked and voicemails.
We did. I said almost.
Almost. Okay. Sorry.
I'm sorry. Real quick, before you start, Dor, I just want to say thank you, Dor. I just bought Watchmaker Live wallpaper with the money I made off of Google Rewards that you brought a couple weeks back.
When the heck do you guys have time to do Google Rewards? When the heck?
Okay.
It takes when
they
all like
whenever they
seconds.
Pop up. They take, yeah, that's two. I don't think I've had a survey that took more than two questions yet.
Oh, okay. It used to be like make money online with surveys and you have to fill like 20 a day.
No, this okay. is my very first one was literally one question and I got $1 Google Play credit.
Okay. I just wait for the Kevin McLaughlin train to come driving by.
Okay. Well, there's that.
Kevin, thank you for all the support.
Good point.
Okay.
We haven't heard from Kevin in a while, actually.
He posted a fantastic picture of a plate of ribs today. Oh, my Lord. Looked good.
I must be. I'm just not on G+ as much.
He's definitely around still.
Okay.
Okay. This first one I want to bring, I got to first say, this is a lot like the Nintendo 64 game Rogue Squadron. That was one of the best dogfight type flying around games for a while before and after. This game is a lot I see coming from that. Oh, sorry. And it's called Alpha Squadron 2, completely free in-app purchases. This is a really good looking game. This is the game I really can't wait to get upstairs, put on the game stick and see if it works. Cause this again was less than 200 megs download, which I was frankly shocked by the video. And from what I saw on my phone for it to be only 200 megs.
It looks amazing.
Yeah, man, this looks like it can be a lot of fun. And if you listen to the audio in the game, there's more than just flying around and shooting enemies. There's some defending of bases. There's some avoiding mines, like an asteroid belt kind of thing. Really, really complete game.
The game, the music makes this. It's like cinematic. Well, from watching the video, anyway.
Oh, no, I always turn it down.
When you say go upstairs and see if it works on the game stick, what percentage of these games are working on the game stick?
I'd say about 80% work, but don't run as expected or don't have complete gamepad support. Of total of all of them, I'd say 30 to 30, maybe 40-ish percent have good gamepad support and run fine. It's just a question of do the kids want to play them for more than a day?
Okay.
Because, you know, kind of like me, they're a little, you know, ADD, you know, ADHD, short attention span. But this one, I really hope they like to play, because I would like to once in a while go upstairs and play it too.
Wow. Really cool.
Yeah, that's, see, I'm telling you, that game is just unbelievably good. Okay, this
three-minute long video on it.
Oh, yeah, it's a long video. And it's actual gameplay, unlike other games.
Yeah, the whole thing is gameplay. It's great.
Yeah. Now, this one, I'm going to tell you guys right now. Steve, I think I know you good enough, I'll say, and I hope you know me good enough. I despise a good part of this game, but it's so good I still had to bring it, okay? It's called Pills for Skills, rated everyone completely free, and yes, pills as in taking pills, medication, or, you know, capsules. This is a ridiculously graphically intensive and gorgeous game, good mechanics in the game, but the thing is, you have to go around the stage, collect pills, and every time you collect a pill, a different visual effect happens.
Wow.
Yes. Sometimes it's black and white and fuzzy. Sometimes it zooms out like panoramic. Sometimes it the color shifts crazily. I mean, there's all kinds of different stuff that happens.
Wow. It's a pretty amazing game.
This is probably the best game ever created.
This, I'm going to tell you right now, is one of those games, if it does not get some kind of traction, some kind of popularity, I have no understanding and concept of anything anymore, because this is a fantastic looking and playing game.
Does it look as difficult? Does it play as difficult as it looks? Because it looks almost impossible to play.
It is not easy. You have to literally basically work in, like, one level is only, you know, so long. Like, if you're really good, you can beat a level in like a minute and a half, 2 minutes. But it's a pattern that you have to do of flipping the screen, because you can rotate the screen 90 degrees, 90 degrees, 90 degrees, 90 degrees, which changes gravity. But so you have to do that in the right order. And then there's a jump button as well. So there's definitely some good pattern stuff you have to be on to, or else you know, you're gonna have a really, really hard time.
Yeah, this is brilliant. If you're right, if this doesn't like win some awards or gain some traction, guys, talk this game up, man. Check it out. It's just really good. I mean, I didn't even play it, so I can't say that, but it looks amazing. Yeah,
this is the kind of game, here's how I know it's a good game. If someone was playing it on their device and broadcasting it up to a television, I would just watch the television.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, right.
It's that good. And it isn't because it's realistic graphics. I'm sorry. I'm not a big fan of actual realistic graphics. I like good graphics. This is imaginative, deep graphics. I'll say that.
And there's so many different effects they do to the video that it makes it super interesting.
Yeah. Did you see like the crazy rainbow one?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's kind of crazy. Okay. Yeah. That was Pills 4 Skills, PILLS, the number 4, SKILLS, by My Kung Fu. Fantastic company name as well.
Great fine door. Man.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. I'm going to bring one more just because I don't want to end on that. Okay. This game I do not understand. Okay. It's called Cartel Kings. It says everyone 10 and up. I don't think this, I'm not sure this is a 10 and up game. It's ridiculously over the top fake animation style. Okay. Maybe that's why it is, but it is packed to the rim with shooting violence. This is a completely free app. Cartel Kings by Mobile Gaming Studios LTD, which I believe is the same company Eric might have brought.
Maybe because there's no blood. They're allowed to say that.
I still have a hard time saying this isn't everyone's tenet. To me, just because of the type, the style of explosions and violence.
I agree.
And the intent, I guess I'd say, this is a 15 and up game in my book.
I agree with you, definitely.
But it's a shooter on rails. Okay? Sorry. That's what it's a shooter on rails. Your screen, for one, is always in portrait, which confuses me, but it's always in portrait. Stuff pops up like the old games, like behind stuff, and you got to shoot the right stuff. So it's a shooter on rails game, really blocky. Can't remember the name of the graphics.
It's like, they had huge guns they had just over the top guns in that game that you're thinking, I think.
Well, maybe. Yeah. And Legend of Zelda Wind Waker was one of the games that really took this kind of style and made it beautiful, where this one's a little bit more chunky. But I mean, it's a really good looking game. It is really fun game. I definitely question that everyone 10 and up, but it does have a guy with a horse head in the game, so I guess that makes it okay.
Yeah. Very cool. Good one, Dor. Good games, man.
Thank you.
I like it. Did you have anything else, Eric, you wanted to bring, or?
I don't have any more games.
Or do you want to save it for the tank?
I'll save the few I got left for the tank.
All right. Cool. Well, thank you, boys. And thanks, everyone, for listening. Hope you enjoyed the show. We'll see you on Friday.